stand strong. That's Mariah Peters. You know, Ephesians 6:10 says to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. And, you know, that is part of the mission here at the Praise Network, is to help strengthen you so that you can stand strong in your daily life. It is Tuesday, means it's time for Kelly and Coffee. Got Coffee, Kelly. Got you both right here in the studio. What do you know about that?
Coffee and me.
Kelly is our business manager, and every Tuesday, except for last week, Kelly joins us in the studio to share some of what our listeners are saying about how God is using this ministry to help them stand strong in the Lord. So what do you have for us today, Kelly?
Well, I had looked through a lot of our listener comments and noticed that there's quite a number of them who write us and tell us about how the Word is strengthening them, the teaching that they are hearing every day. And so I just grabbed a few of those to share. And the first one is from Randall.
Hi, Randall, and all the guys at the New Lisbon Correctional Institute. Glad you're listening. They tune in Tuesday mornings. I know he's let us know that through his letters, which is very cool.
Yes, he did tell us that he listens to us. He had written us and said, "Thank you for the gift that will keep giving to me on a daily basis, the living Word of God."
You know, it is the more you get into the Word of God, how it just continues to unfold, and it's like it goes deeper and deeper and deeper, like that never-ending well. And we do find strength and hope and encouragement from that. So
we do.
Glad that you are able to tune in there, Randall, and the rest of the guys at the New Lisbon Correctional Institute.
Yes, and Jim, one of our longtime listeners in Westby, he wrote, "It's just really encouraging. It's uplifting. It's instructional. It puts a song in my heart, a skip to my walk, and a light to my path."
Oh, fun. I see you skipping, Jim. Yeah, Jim has been a longtime listener and supporter of this ministry, and he was listening just last week and won himself a pair of tickets to see the Newsboys and Francesca Battistelli.
He was very excited about that. That's for sure.
But yeah, that's something else. You know, we do see our listeners as family, and we get to know them through emails and phone calls and when they stop by the station, and just excited to partner together to reach this area for Jesus Christ.
Right.
And really appreciate Jim and the rest of the folks out there, and that the fact that God is able to use this ministry to put a skip in his step.
That's right. And just encouragement to him in his walk, just kind of like what you were saying before about how reading and getting into the Word, you know, it goes deeper and deeper within us, and it does. It kind of lightens those loads and breaks those chains and just helps us to walk with a little bit more joy.
You know, and so often we hear that people start listening because they hear a song that they like and the music, and then people gravitate towards that. But then sometimes when the messages come on, you know, it's like, they're talking. But then the more you listen, it's like God starts speaking to you through those messages, and then you start looking forward to them. And we've heard that story so many times that it really is the living and active Word of God that's coming through the music, but also in the messages.
And the last one I brought was Dawn from La Crosse. And she says, "I listen daily because of the uplifting music and the spiritual food the speakers offer."
And that is what it is, isn't it? It is that spiritual food that they're able to strengthen people, those who are in good Bible teaching churches. And it just reinforces that every day throughout the week. And even those who may be in churches who are not as committed to teaching the Word of God, that they're able to be strengthened and hear that uncompromised teaching of God's Word as well, and to be able to strengthen them in that. So, Dawn, so glad you're listening there in La Crosse.
Yes, and it's just very encouraging because, you know, this is just a small sampling of so many comments that the listeners do send us, and just the strong foundation they are getting by listening to the Word, and I'm sure that they are reading the Word and just growing. So it's very exciting and encouraging to my heart to know what the Praise Network is doing for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would never want to go back just to doing radio, you know, or being in secular radio or broadcasting again. It would be so empty to me, you know, because this here is not entertainment. You know, we hope you enjoy listening, but so much more than that, we hope that it is strengthening you and equipping you, because that is going to be more and more necessary, we believe, in the days ahead.
Exactly.
We do have some things coming up on November the 5th. Mark your calendar. It is going to be for King and Country, Jordan Feliz, and KB. And the Wisconsin Dells. Looking forward to that concert. Tell you what, for King and Country, put on an amazing concert at Sunshine Festival. They were also at Life Fest this year. So looking forward to seeing them again in the Wisconsin Dells. And then October 1st, it is the Women's Conference with Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters that you hear here on the Praise Network, and also Sherry Kagi will be providing music for us. So it's going to be a fun day for all of you gals. Hope you can join us. That's coming up on October the 1st.
Yes, we're really excited about both of those events.
All righty. Well, you can find out all about that and other things going on in our local listening area on our calendar, and that's on our website at praisenetwork.com. Kelly, thanks again for all you do for this ministry.
Yes, and thank you.
And thanks to all of our listeners for listening. We appreciate you being part of the Praise Network listening family.